Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chuli, daf nun vov. The Gemara here on Amid Beis has a braisa as follows. Tonu Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa, Ma'aseh Rabbi Simoi v'Rabbi Tzadik, there's a story with Rabbi Simoi and Rabbi Tzadik, Shehoch la'ar v'shana v'lud, they went to make a iver shana in the city of Lud. V'shavsu, on the way, they stopped over in a city called Be'uno, in a city called Uno. V'horu, over there, they paskin as follows. B'trafachas, kirabi b'zefek. They paskin by the trafachas, which is the organ of the bird that reproduces, where it holds the beitzim, like Rebbe in the halach of Zefek. The Gemara has a suffix what that means. Did they paskin two separate halachas? One halacha was on the trafachas, and a separate halacha was on the zefek like Rebbe, or they paskin one halacha. They paskin on the trafachas like the leheter, the same way Rebbe paskin on the zefek leheter. So then it would come out they only paskin on trafachas. They never paskin about the zefek. That's the sophic of the Gemara. Rashi, the way he explains the Gemara, is that the possibility that they paskin two separate halachas, it means that they paskin on the trafachas le'isser. They paskin these tanoim, paskin like the opinion of Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon holds in Masechta Sanhedrin that if the uterus is taken out of an animal, the animal is a trefa. The animal can no longer live and therefore is a trefa. So the first possibility of the Gemara is that these tanoim paskined like if Tarfon and the trafachas of a bird, this reproductive organ of the bird, which is similar to the uterus of an animal, if it was removed from the bird, they paskin that it's a trefa, the same way if Tarfon has the opinion of an animal that the uterus is removed is a trefa. Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos asks, how is it possible that the Gemara here is saying some tanoim paskind like Reb Tarfon, that Reb Tarfon says that if the uterus is taken out of the animal, it's a trefa, when the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says the halacha is not like Reb Tarfon. The Gemara says that it's impossible that the halacha is like Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon says, the Gemara says even Reb Tarfon was chayzer, and whoever paskins that way is a toya b'dvar Mishnah. Because the Gemara there says that there was Tudas Haroife says that when they used to take animals, Apara and Chazir, out of Mitzrayim, the government in Mitzrayim would not allow them to take such animals out of Mitzrayim unless they would cut the uterus. They didn't want any of their buyers reproducing their animals, and therefore they would cut out the uterus of the animal before they will let the animal leave the country. So we see clearly, obviously, these animals would live. Buyers were buying, obviously, these animals would live a nice life, longer than 12 months. So the Gemara proved that an animal that its uterus is taken out is not a trefa. The Gemara says even if Tarfon was chayzer, and anyone that passes like that is a toya b'dvar mishnah, is making a terrible mistake. So how is it possible, asks Tosfos and Rashi, that the Gemara entertains a possibility that these Tanoim paskind is like Reb Tarfon, which the Gemara says is a mistake. Even Reb Tarfon was chayzer, and anyone passing as a Toya B'dvar Mishnah, it's impossible. So how is it possible the Gemara here would entertain such a possibility? So asks Tosfos and Rashi, therefore Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. We're not going to get into that, that's not for this year. Comes the Shaarei Tzedek, and he comes to answer Rashi. And the way how he answers Rashi brings us to a discussion which is Nagia Le'alacha. The Shaarei Tzedek says that really the Dogam Revove asks a question. The Dogam Revove, printed on the side of Shulchan Aruch, in Yoyardea Simin Chavtes, so he asks, we're learning here, Perek Elu Treifis, all about the different treifis, which ones are kosher, which ones make it treif, machloiksim, what they are, where they are, and it's all based on Ehalacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that there are 18 treifis, and what those treifis are, etc. Asks the Dogma of Ove, what do I need Ehalacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai to tell us that there are 18 treifis? Let there be one halacha. Well, let there be one halacha of the Torah that says that any animal that will not live for 12 months is a treifa. And from there, we'll figure out. We'll go to doctors and to scientists and etc. and zoologists, and we'll find out which type of diseases, sicknesses, blemishes will render the animal that it can no longer live for 12 months. What do I need a halacha l'moshe Mi'Sinai to tell us what the treifas are, that there are 18 treifas? So asks the Dogma of Ovid. The Shari Tzedi asks another question. How could I have that there's a machlokes between Tanoim and Amiroim about the halachas of treifas? Some say a certain treifas aser, some say a certain treifas mutter. If the whole Torah you can have a machlokes, Tumantara, we don't know what Tumantara is, we don't know what the Torah says, you can maybe learn out, and it could be Nifsak according to the way we paskin, but this is fact. A treifa, whether something is a treifa or not a treifa, is a fact. It's a scientific fact, l'chayra. Either the animal has something that will make it that it cannot live, or it could live. Let's go to the farm, see an animal that has such a blemish, and see if it lives or if it doesn't live. So why is there a machloikis about these things? So the Shari Tzedek says that the way he answers this question is that the Torah was created for the world, and the Torah is really Kadma, came before the world, and the Torah rules over the Teva. The Torah rules over the world. In other words, when halacha is paskin in the Torah that the mitzvah should be a certain way, that the facts should be a certain way, that will become the fact. That will become the mitzvah. It's a Yushalmi Masechta Nedarim that the Gemara, the Yushalmi says of Azir that if Bezdin, the halacha is that a girl, if she's younger than 3 years and she had a relation with a man, so the Besulim will come back. She's under 3 years when she had that relation, her Besulim will come back. But if she was older than 3 years and she had a relation, and so obviously she lost her Besulim, so then it won't come back. Now what happens now? Says the Yushalmi that this count of 3 years goes according to the Jewish halachic calendar, and therefore what happens if Bezdin decided to make an extra month in the calendar, to make it an Iber Yar? Says the Yerushalmi, that will have an effect. The girl, her Metzias will change depending on how the Bezdin was Kaveya, what the year should be. If Bezdin made the year become a leap year, and therefore now it comes out that her relation, she's less than 3 years, she will develop that mitzias of that her besulim are able to come back. And that's the halach and shulchan aruch. So says the Shari Tzedek, you see that the Torah rules over the Teva, not that the Teva rules over the Torah. And as such, so therefore you want to know why there's halach l'moshe Mi'Sinai, and how there could be a machloikis. If there's a machloikis about whether it's a treifa, whether not a treifa, that machloikis will determine whether it will live for 12 months. Not the other way around. And therefore, if the Torah will say that an animal's not a treifa, it will live for 12 months. And vice versa as well. And with that, you can't ask me why I need a halacha l'moshe Mi'Sinai that there are 18 treifas. The Torah is the one that set up that these 18 cases will be a treifa. So says the Shari Tzedek, with that we can answer Rashi. Tosfos asked on Rashi, how is it possible that these Tanoim, Paskin, like Reb Tarfin, when the Gemara says that there was a story, there was a fact that it was Kiseder used to happen. They used to take animals out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and they would cut the uterus out and would live. So how is it possible that Tanoam would paskin against a fact of life? So the answer is that these Tanoam who were going to make it Ivriyah, they were on their way to be Ma'avid Shana. They were going to do this kind of thing that has the power of ruling over Teva. So they realize that they have the power to paskin on Trefus as well. If Torah rules over Teva, then it won't make a difference. The fact that until now, animals that had the uterus taken out would live. If they will paskin, it will be a Trefa, from then on it won't live. It's not a problem, it did not bother them. The fact that there's historically cases of animals that lived, that will not affect how they will paskin what the halacha should be of whether such a thing is a trefa or not. It's a very nice explanation of the Shaarei Tzedek to answer Rashi. Very beautiful piece. But I would like to go one step further. And that is that really we have a very basic question, elementary question, an important question to ask about the whole sugi of trefas that we're learning throughout this whole parak and beyond. And that is, apparently, in Hilchos Trefas, we're saying that lo nishtana ha-teva. It seems like we say whatever the halacha Meishim Sinai was, it remains. On the other hand, it seems that in other parts of Torah we say, well, it used to be like that, but it changed. And it begs for explanation. Where are we able to say nishtana ha-teva? What are the guidelines of when we could say that the Metzias changed, and when can't we say the Metzias changed? So, there's a tshuva of the Rivash, that the Rivash says that we can't look at what doctors say, or scientists say, as far as what will live or won't live, and then judge Dine Trefis, because if you'll do that, you're gonna make big mistakes in halacha. Halacha certainly does not follow that way. And he says, and one of his examples are, that halacha is, that if the liver is taken out, as long as there's a kezayis left, we say that the animal is kosher, and the doctors are gonna say that it's gonna die. It will die very fast. So you see that halacha does not agree to science and medicine, and therefore you can't look at science and medicine to know what the halacha will be. Apparently, in those days, they didn't know so much about the human body or the liver, specifically the liver. It's interesting because the liver does regenerate, and today it's used all the time that they use liver transplants. They're able to cut out half of somebody's liver and put half in another person, and both people will have the liver will regenerate and they'll have a whole full liver. And they actually take out a small lobe. There's a very small lobe from an adult liver which is transplanted into babies. Very interesting thing. But apparently the Metzias, even today, we see that with our eyes. But we don't even need that. We don't need that. The halacha says that it's not a trefa. It's not a trefa. And the Chazon Ish, in Kovetz Igros, when he speaks about this, he says, anybody that goes away from following what Chazal say, according to our Kabbalah, is a kofer b'divrei Chazal, and a shchito, that if he'll shecht an animal, because he doesn't believe in what Chazal say, will be a nevela, will be pasul le'edus. And he says, it's part of the shroshim and amunah, that anything that's said in the Gemara, or Mishnayis, Halacha, Agada, is something that came from Koyach Nivui, is prophetic words, and it's certainly true, and anyone that disagrees will, his Shechita will be possible, he won't be considered a kosher Jew. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish himself writes in his Sefer, that even though the Gemara says that the in the Gid, in the Eiver of a man, there's two separate pathways. One pathway a person urinates from, and the other pathway a person has ejaculation. That's what the Gemara says. Nevertheless, the Chasanish says that today, the Metzias changed, the Teva changed, and by us we find that there's only one pathway. So it's so interesting. The Chasanish himself said it's impossible that things will change, and he himself says certain things do change. So how do we reconcile these two concepts? Does the Teva change? Are we able to say something mentioned in the Gemara changed? Or we can't say that things changed? So, there are many tshuvas that say a mahalach like this. There's a tshuva of the She'elas David, of Reb David Friedman from Karlin, printed in the end of Sefer Yadav Chelik Aleph, and he says, we do find that things in the Teva, they mentioned in the Gemara, they do change. They have changed. And the rule of thumb is like this. If it's part of Chazal, that this is what the Metzius is, if Chazal established that this is what the Metzius is, so then such a thing will never change. If the Torah said what the treifas are, the Torah said established that these are the 18 treifas. It was part of the halacha l'meishim misinah that these are the 18 treifas. So those things will never change. If Chazal happened to mention something that's teva, then it's possible then they were just relating a fact that it happens to be that's the teva. And if the teva will change, then it will be different. But it wasn't part of a halacha that the whole halacha is that it is like that. There's a tshuva of the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe is in Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simen, Gimel, Anav Beis, and he also discusses this. He says, we know that treifas don't change, and nevertheless, other halachas we say that the teva did change. And he's wondering, so he says, Tzorech Loima, says Reb Moshe. You have to say that by Treifa, it doesn't change. The Isra Achila, whatever the Torah said is also to eat, that halacha will never change. Even though the concept of that it's a Treifa is dependent on the fact that it doesn't live, is because it doesn't live for 12 months. Nevertheless, the Torah was coming to say that anything that we assume won't live 12 months as a treifa, then the Torah wouldn't have had to give us a halacha l'mashim Sinai. The whole idea of why we have a halacha l'mashim Sinai is to tell us that these things will remain treifas forever. And therefore, it's behechrich, when it's iser treifa, so it's iser treifa is taller than whatever was a treifa at the times of the Torah. So Reb Moshe says, but that's only as far as what's osur as a treifa, the issur of eating treifa, what the application of treifa as it pertains to whether it's mutter to eat or osur to eat. But there's other halachas of a treifa. Treifa, what's considered a treifa and what's not considered a treifa, has other naftaminas and halacha as well. If somebody went and killed another human being that's a treifa. Yid killed another Yid that's a treifa. So the halacha is we can't kill him. We can't kill the murderer of someone who murdered a treifa. Now for that, we're not going to say that the laws of what's considered a treifa pertaining to murder are dependent on what the Torah said in halacha l'mashim we seen as a treifa. For that we're going to say it's totally amitzius. Let's look at the facts on the ground. If today the teva changed and today the person would have lived, then we'll kill the murderer. If today the person wouldn't have lived, we won't kill the murderer. And therefore, even in the idea of treifa, says Reb Moshe, that it's locked in is only klapi that it's isa veheta. Klapi that the Torah said you can't eat from an animal that was a treifa, that was shechted as a treifa. For that, then it depends on whatever it was at the times of when the Torah was given. Then it's totally on whatever was the Yudches Treifas. But as far as a Treifa, as far as what's considered a Treifa for someone that got murdered, to kill the murderer, for for that, I don't look at what it was, Bisman Minis Matan Tyre. And Moshe says, therefore, Moshe says, another nafkamina. And Moshe says that if we have halachas of Pitzua Daka, that if somebody, a man, had parts of his reproductive system removed or destroyed, the parts that are outside the body, the penis and testes, other parts, he becomes a Pitzua Daka, he's not allowed to marry a Yiddisha lady. Unless it was he's a Pitzua Daka, unless it was Bidei Shamayim. But if it's Bidei Adam, he's a Pitzua Daka. Now the question is, how much or what parts were removed will render him a Pitzua Daka? So the concept that's Mavur and the halachas of Pitzua Daka, that what makes a person Pitzua Daka are the parts of the reproductive system that if they're missing, he won't be able to naturally have a child. So even though the Gemara, says Rav Moshe, explains to us what a Pitzua Daka is and what a Pitzua Daka is not, nevertheless, if according to today's medicine, the person is Moilid, then obviously the Metzias changed. And if the Metzias changed, then based on the way the Metzias is today, even though according to the Gemara's description he would be a Pitzua Daka, since according to the Metzias of today he could have a child, he will be allowed to marry a Yiddisha lady. And therefore says in Moshe that other halachas, other than Treifa, or unless it was given in the Torah that this is the way it is, then it's possible that the Metzias changed. So we have that sometimes the Metzias could change, sometimes the Metzias can change, depending if like it was given by Treifas it can change, because there was given that this is what a Treifa is. But in other cases, it wasn't given that that's what the Metzias is. It's just that Chazal told us, if the Metzias, Chazal happened to speak out, that was the Metzias. So then it's possible that the Metzias could change. Now the discussion of this really goes a lot further. And the discussion we can go on into Treifas itself and discuss whether these Treifas, what does it mean, these Treifas? We say a Treifa is something that can't live for 12 months. Is the reason why it's a Treifa because it can't live 12 months? Or the fact that it can't live 12 months is a simon that this is a type of thing that's a Treifa? In other words, what happens if, let's say, it's one of the 18 Treifas, but it could live 12 months? So the Rambam says, he has a tshuva sarambam perikur v'nachashchita halacha yudbeiz, and he says that whatever the Torah said is a treifa, even if we know if the Torah says it's not a treifa, even though we according to medicine it won't live, or if the Torah says it is a treifa, even though we see that it will live, the halacha is it's not going to change. So l'chayra, according to the Rambam, we'll get back to that in a minute, Bez Hashem. The Rashba says that he talks about a very similar thing. The Rashba in Shailas, the Chubas of Rashba, Simen Tzadiches, he says, what happens if we find an animal that's counted as one that fits the description of a treifa, but the Maisa lives 12 months? So the Rashba goes on to say we're not going to believe him. It's for sure got mixed up. It's for sure not, it's impossible that it happened, and we're not going to believe the person. L'chayr, it's mashma from the Rashba, that if we took an animal that had the descriptions of a treifa, and we locked it up in a stall, and we for sure did not mix this animal up with any other animal, and we have edim that this is the same animal, the halacha would be, is that it would be permitted. That is what's mashma from the Rashba. So, in other words, according to the Rashba, the fact that it doesn't live 12 months, that's the reason why it's a treifa. If it does live 12 months, then it's not a treifa. There's no halacha that specific things, specific characterizations, will render it a treifa. It's the fact that it doesn't live 12 months makes it a treifa. Whereas, according to the Rambam, L'chayra, the Torah said these things are a treifa. It doesn't make a difference if it lives or doesn't live. It's not the fact that it doesn't live that makes it be a treifa. If the type of things that we see don't live, that's a simen that those are the animals that the Torah called them a treifa. It doesn't make a difference if it actually lives or doesn't live. So later, Achrayim go on to, with this machlokes, is it possible that if something will live, if it's a type of treifa that we see lives 12 months, is it possible that we're able to eat it? Should we follow the Rambam that has loy plug and he says there's no way we could eat it? Or should we follow the Rashba that it's possible that perhaps we could eat it? So, the Sefer Meshiv B'Halacha from B'Bechiel Tauber, this is in Yerodeya, the first volume, in the back part of the Sefer, the long Simanim Simen Gimel, and he says, we find that all the Poskim assume that even if the Metzias changed, the Halacha is not going to change. And even if we see an animal lives, we'll still render it a treifa, we still aser it, and nobody entertains any possibility that just because the Metzias changed that we're allowed to eat it. In other words, we don't follow the Rashba. The only place we find that the Poskim are making a little like the Rashba is that the Chassam Sofer in Chashmish Basimel Lamed Hei says that if it's a Sofik, if it's a Treifa, those types of things that are Sofik, if it's a Treifa, then it lives 12 months, so then we could go ahead and say that such a thing is not a treifa. It's a gilui. Obviously, this kind of thing is not a treifa. But if it's something that's clearly, according to halacha, a treifa, there's no question about it, it's for sure a treifa. Just that we see that today it lives, it's able to have a refuah, somehow we're able to heal it, we're able to do a surgery or something like that, that there's no paisik that's matter it just because it's able to live. And he says, so you could also be medayik from the Igros Moshe near Yerodei Chelek Aleph Simen Chof, that he talks about animals that had the hole in the stomach, and he does not have any such heter. He only goes on to called the Parash Meruba Parash, but in Moshe never says a heter that the Metzias changed, and therefore we're going to be mad because the Metzias changed. That, there's no way out. The only time we can go ahead and say, halachically, that if it's and the Metzias changed, that therefore it's mutter is only when it's in halacha, it's already a sofik. So then I could go ahead, then there are some poskim that say you could go ahead and say that it's a raya, that this is not one of the treifas. But if it's a vadai treifa, that we're not matter at all. And with this I would like to conclude this shiur.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.